Now, this is one of those things, when things get too heavy, just call me helium.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio. Welcome back to a little NFL Draft Friday. We got Mo Schefter. I would love a little Jerry Springer action right now in my life. I keep thinking about Mo Schefter talking to his illegitimate son, Adam Schefter. Oh, well, backwards. Adam Schefter talking to his illegitimate son, Mo Schefter. I keep thinking about also, like, we could have Sharon Moore and his girl who said she was under the pressure ever since she had the Plan B served at Michigan. Why did you have a delivery driver bring a Plan B to the University of Michigan's athletic office, you idiot?
Did you watch the interview? You must have watched her interview.
Hell yes, I did. I love morons.
Where could I find that interview?
It is so great.
She was on ABC, I believe.
He had me under his
thumb. Robin Roberts, I believe. I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to watch this later on this afternoon.
And again, here's how I handle Mike Vrabel's situation. Instead of being a little wuss like Mike,
yeah,
he brought it back up.
He's
he snitched on himself. He snitched on Diana. He snitched on everything.
And I didn't know that it was more pictures of them that's dating back all the way to like COVID.
Yeah, man, because he had to bring it back up, man. There's like wars going on. I just spent $80 filling up my tank today. Like, there's issues.
I told you.
But, dude, hey, weed became legal, kind of. It's now not a Schedule 1. It's a Schedule 3 controlled substance. Got to give him, I guess, credit for that. Hey, I don't usually give any president credit. I think the last good one got shot by the CIA down in Dallas.
Cold blood.
Anyway, I'm not talking politics. I'm just kidding. If you love the president, I love him too. He legalized marijuana. We're tight like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not smart enough to even talk about that, but I am smart enough to talk football with Mo Schefter, and I'm also smart enough if I was Mike Vrabel. I said, man, these are just allegations, bro. Ain't no affair. Ain't no cover-ups. I'm just a defensive mastermind who specializes in penetration. That's all I know.
Why you missing the draft, John? Would you miss the draft for this? Why not go to counseling on Monday?
And then why would you say to your family that you're only worth the third round? Like, dude.
Again, I didn't think about that. You know what?
Am I not his PR?
I didn't think about
if
that.
If I'm his press secretary, this man walks out there, man, there ain't no fair. There's no allegations. There ain't no cover-up. Deny to the day you die.
What
and again, you just say, I'm a defensive mastermind that specializes in penetration.
What I tell you yesterday, he got this idea.
From a woman.
He needs to be accountable from a woman.
Yep. Don't ever hire a press, don't ever, like, unless, like, the girl's, like, what's that Caroline Levitt chick who looked like she's pretty hot?
Yeah.
She's pregnant, too.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. Did Donald do that?
No. Allegedly her husband, John.
Oh, okay. Or not Mike Vrabel? You are the father, Mike Vrabel. Dude, this good kid's going to have kids everywhere. Mo Schefter, though. How are you doing today?
Is that a little monologue before we bring you on, Mo?
Hey, man, this is the best radio program in the nation. You know what's funny, Johnny, is you and I are very similar because you went to Jerry Springer. My mind actually went to Celebrity Deathmatch.
Ooh.
And you could have, you know, like Belichick come down there and, like, do a heel turn and help Diana Rossini's husband, you know, like give Mike Vrabel like a Stone Cold Stunner or something.
And then a masked man runs down, hits someone with a baseball bat, takes the mask off, and it's Tom Brady.
We got Jordan Hudson, special guest referee.
Creative.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my God, man.
If y'all
you got Jim Ross and John Madden calling the match.
That's what I'm talking about. Dude, I want him with one of those turduckins, by the way. Like, John Madden eating a turducken for me. This is how, do you know that kids used to daydream because we didn't have phones? Like, John Madden eating a turducken on Thanksgiving was, like, the best highlight. Like, it was one of the highlights of my life. And him, like, drawing it out on the board, remember? Like, I mean, like, damn, man, he was a legend. And Harry Carey, he'd be drunk as Cooter Brown in the booth. Gosh, those were the good old days. But you know what? We got new days upon us, man. The whole draft is basically about hope and giving the new teams a bunch of it, and the fan bases, and trying to revitalize them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And a few people have hit me up at the Sissy Law Cabin text and listener line, and they want to know something, Mo. What do you think about the Chargers? They went out there and got my edge rusher, and he ain't Reuben Bain.
Mm-hmm.
But he was pretty damn nasty. What do you think about Akeem Mezidor?
So let's before I answer that direct question, I want to preface it by saying, and I said this on the show last night, like, to me, this was a draft where usually most drafts, until you get to, like, late in the second round, is when you start to see, okay, who's smart? How did people treat their boards? What did they value? And you see who the smart GMs are. Mm-hmm. To me, in this draft, it was a little different than that. I thought after the 15th pick is when the draft
got better. You
know, when the draft truly got going, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think anybody that drafted Beef last night drafted somebody safe. Because the talent in this draft is not like other years. Now, they're not saying there's not great players, and I'm not saying some of these guys are not going to be great and have long, successful careers. I'm just talking about the big picture of the draft. And so for the Chargers, the kid from Miami, I believe he's 6'4", 260 maybe 6'4 is a little too high. He's he's aggressive. He's got effort. He's violent. He's got a tool bag to him. He's a big dude.
And do you like the fact that, you know, like, Oway, they lost him in free agency, so he's going to step right in for him. Next thing you know, you're going to pair him up alongside of, Thule, whatever, Khalil Mack. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like the Chargers actually did something that they had to do because they replaced somebody that they lost and got an absolute fit and a need.
Well, again, so we're talking Chargers right now. So we're not talking Justin Herbert, right?
Nope.
We're not talking Justin Herbert's failures in the playoffs. Let's talk nope. Chargers under Jim Harbaugh. This is who he is.
Beef.
Through the first couple weeks.
If his
of
offensive
season,
line, if he didn't lose his left and right tackle, like correct. By the fourth week, I mean, like, they lost Slater, they lost the big boy, Alt. And next,
bro, they lost everybody.
Yeah, they lost the offensive line's dead, man. I don't know, care like Omari and Hampton, nobody. Like, that's why I've been correct. Hurt bad. I'd been like, I'm hurt. Correct. I'm hurt. There's no offensive line. I ain't running behind that.
They even plugged in Trey Pipkins. He turned out to be success, and he got hurt. So like, let's focus on what the Chargers roster actually looks like. Their football team. This is a big physical football team, and you're going to plug in a guy who not only fits the mold, but like you said, he's going to have pieces around him, so he's not going to be the main focus. Mm-mm. As a matter of fact, he's going to be an afterthought, because you got to worry about Khalil Mack and Tart.
Correct.
I love Tart. He is a big mammoth human being. Dalvin Tomlinson, very good interior player, so he's going to be going to a great front seven, a great secondary, an overall great defense. Bro, this is a safe, high-value pick. And they took somebody who's going to immediately impact their football team. And I'll give it a B-plus grade, easily.
Also like it because you got a young upcoming linebacker in Thule. You know what I mean? Like, you got Khalil Mack, you're going to pay attention, but he's aging. You know what I'm saying? So they, like, by going a little young on that defensive line after right. losing Oway, I think this was a very smart and safe pick by the Chargers.
Fact.
And again,
fact.
You just got to keep Slater and Alt healthy, bro.
This offensive line is very
they're
good.
Big. If they stay healthy, they're going to be great. Rashawn Slater yes. and Joe Alt are like, they got jackets one day.
I agree. And then you got Baez in there. The two guards are hopefully, they played well last year. We'll see what happens this year. The kid, lost his name now, from the Eagles to the Chargers, he's gone. So they're plugging in Cole Strange, and he's sort of been a journeyman. He's very much underwhelmed so far in his career, but I think he's going somewhere that can help develop him, help add some size to him, and potentially turn his career around. So the Chargers, like I said, B+. We'll see how the player develops, but a great pick. And fits the DNA, fits the projection, fits the vision.
Dang, dude, I just got a text. I said, hey, here's a shameless plug for the Owner's Box in Arlington. It ain't shameless because I don't know if you know this. I advertise for the Owner's Box, the number one sports bar, I think, period, in the Mid-South, right there off of Highway 70. They are right there, like Lakeland's Town Square. Have you ever been out there? It's awesome. The Owner's Box Sports Bar and Grill has the best burgers I've ever had in my entire life. Right now, they have a special, a smash burger. All their beef, by the way, is always Wagyu. They don't use no just like, it ain't no BS. It's all Wagyu. Their food is fire. They have 24 beers on tap, a full bar, and they have more TVs. Then do you remember like that one crazy MTV commercial, Mo, where that dude had all the TVs and it was like, I want my MTV.
Yeah.
And then it like blew up and then like the TVs are going everywhere. Man, they got more TVs than that. And trust me, they a lot nicer than that damn commercial. That damn video.
Yeah, the actual song, Dire Straits.
Oh, man, you good. Look at you. That's why they call him the historian.
Money for nothing but your chicks for free.
I love that song, and I agree. But that ain't the way it is. That's why guys are now going with Cougars, if you haven't noticed.
They're saying that local draft prospect Jake Goldale will be out at the Owner's Box this afternoon. That's what I'm reading.
What?
The text from Randy, yeah. We had Jake Goldale on. Greg and Eli interviewed him about a month or so.
The linebacker from Cincinnati?
Yeah, you can find that interview in the featured audio section on sports56.com.
He's from Arkansas, like my wife.
But he went to Arlington. He's a graduate of Arlington High.
Hey, y'all make your reservations, man. Watch party tonight for Arkansas native and former Cincinnati Bearcat linebacker Jake Goldale starting at 6 o'clock when the draft picks up. Get your seats. Get your reservations now. It's the Owner's Box Sports Bar and Grill out there on Highway 70 in Lakeland's Town Square.
I think he said when he was going into Arlington, Kenneth Walker III was coming out.
Damn.
They were just crossing paths.
Damn. Boy.
But if I could be wrong, you can still check that interview out in the featured audio section on sports56.com.
I like it. All right, now, my man Jason said his team is the Dolphins. So, naturally, he despises New England. So, he wants to know, what do you think about New England and all the just stuff that's going on around them currently? What they've done.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he goes into it. He goes all the way back to New England, a former quarterback that illegally deflated footballs, a former head coach that illegally filmed and spied on opposing teams, a current owner that went to Asian massage parlors. It was called the Orchid Day Spa, by the way. Been there, done that. It's nice. And underage employees and participating in the most likely illegal activity. Finally, a current head coach that lied and tried to cover up the fact that he committed adultery and in the process stood by and let the female reporter take all the heat, get fired, get the criticism and the punishment for an act that he equally is culpable for. The New England Patriots, a model franchise in professional sports that every other professional sports franchise should aspire to emulate. I think he's definitely a Dolphins fan.
I was getting my notes on Caden Proctor.
That's what I was thinking. He was going to bring up some Caden Proctor too. Again, we talked about him yesterday. Like he's got all the tools.
Yep.
So just implement
him. He needs to go to that Ben Stiller heavyweight camp. If y'all ever seen that movie, he just needs to lose a little bit of weight, man. It is hard to be that big and that size and survive
continue
in the
to
NFL.
Move the way he does.
Yeah, bro. Like,
so right now, do you think a healthy weight for him, if they could get him down to 340?
You know, I'm not so like.
I'm just saying, because what was he planning in Alabama? 360?
That's what he got listed as.
Oh, damn.
One of the scouting profiles had him listed at like 350. And I don't get too hung up on the weight. Like, I sort of put the weight into, like, tears.
Yeah, but if his boobs are bigger than my girlfriend's, he's too fat for me, man. Do some bench presses.
He gotta lose a little bit of weight. He got to add a little more lean to his body, is what I'll say. He got to add a little more, just get maybe a little bit narrower. I don't know. But I think he's got all the tools, like you said. And I think it's a good pick. You know, overall, it's a smart football decision. He just got to lose some weight.
MK677, man.
Yeah, and he'd probably be a right tackle. I don't know if he'd be a left tackle. But nonetheless, I'm fine with the pick. Completely fine with the pick.
I just think it's funny. Like, you know how, like, hard it's got to be a Miami fan?
Bruh.
I couldn't even imagine. Bruh. Like, Don Shula's dead. Dan Marino don't do Isotoner commercials anymore. Damn, he couldn't even win a Super Bowl. Like, your quarterback since Dan Willen was a wide receiver at Texas A&M who turned into a quarterback at Tennessee, kinda.
Yeah.
You had a little noodle-armed left-handed quarterback in Tua. Like, what was the first little tiny quarterback that they had back there? Like, dude, you, like, replacing Dan Marino is tough. But damn, bro, you could hit one, right? Now they got Malik Willis. I watched him at Tennessee. He played a whole football game where they let him throw one pass.
But he'll be upright, though, Joe.
One football game. In a whole football game. The quarterback threw it once.
And this was in
the National Effing Football League.
And this was in the 21st century.
Yup.
Hey, remember Mac Jones didn't throw a single ball in that one game.
That is true.
And Tim Tebow did win.
He fit, yeah, man. Demaryius Thomas, man. I gotta take a break, don't I? Dude, no, man. I'm taking four more minutes longer. You can hush, Darren. I ain't got time for you.
Yeah, because we haven't even discussed Tennessee yet.
Thank you. Let's go.
So, okay. Do I like the pick? No.
I hate it, too.
Do I agree with the pick? No. Do I understand the pick? Yes. All right, and they should have went with Mayawaga. Like, let's just be real. They should have just not been smart, not panicked, went with the best player available. It's still wild to me that he dropped to 10. So clearly, I'm higher on him than most of these scout departments, which is fine. I am in no need to court popularity. But with the Cardale Tate, look, I get it. You drafted Cam Ward. There's an argument to be made that a big-bodied receiver is more important for a developing quarterback than a running back. I certainly would love to engage and listen to that argument because I think it's a worthy football conversation. So you give somebody, like somebody mentioned it earlier, who's he going to throw to? You know, he has nobody to really throw to. Nobody really relies.
Do you know Daniel Jones has gotten paid millions of dollars because he handed the ball to Saquon Barkley and never threw two touchdown passes in a season? Beat the Minnesota Vikings twice, and because he beat Kirk Cousins, who never wins in the playoffs, got a fat contract. Then he goes to Indianapolis and gets a little bit of a relife. Had a great, great run. Got hurt again. But he has also Jonathan Taylor in the damn backfield, man. Do you see something there?
Yeah. I'm with you. Like I said, I would love to listen. Cause
John Elway didn't win a Super Bowl until he got TD, did he?
I mean, you know, Tom Brady had a great running game his first two Super Bowl rings. You know, Peyton Manning won off the strength of his running game. Both times, if we're being fair.
Fair.
Denver, you know what I mean? Like, I would love to have the conversation with people about that because I think they're mistaken draft value versus NFL game day value. Those are two totally different scales. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You got one set to kilograms, this one is set to meters. It ain't going to measure up the same.
Facts. So, I do Memphis math all the time on this joint. People are learning.
Yay. PhD. I think with Cornell Tate, like I said, I get it. Would I have preferred they went with Mayawaga or Arvel Reese or anybody of the beef guys that we talked about? Absolutely. But I think you go with somebody who can immediately help Cam Ward, and now you got Wandale Robinson, Calvin Ridley, and this kid, suddenly the collective doesn't look as scrubby as it once did, as slaw as it once did. So I don't hate the pick. I'm not in love with the pick. But nonetheless, it was far from the stupidest decision that I saw. I hate to say that. I'm very neutral about this pick.
I get why you're trying to help out your quarterback, 1,000%. I totally understand it. But, man, with that defense that you have, with the crummy offensive line and the terrible wide receiving weapons, I can see
right.
it. But here's my thing. You had the first last year. You had the fourth this year. You got the second wide receiver for Ohio State with the fourth pick. And with the number one overall pick, no disrespect to Cam Ward because I think he has plenty of potential. He's not John Elway. He's not Peyton Manning coming out of college. He's not Caleb freaking I like fingernail paint. Oh no.
You know, Johnny, like I'm sorry. So like let me bring the point home for what me and you are saying. The Titans next year could very well be in position to draft a wide receiver as good as Cornell Tate, if not better. If they would have drafted Francis Maiawaga.
Thank you. That's what I said. Francis.
It would have had a much more immediate impact on Cam Ward than Cornell Tate. Maybe the wins, no. Maybe the stats, no. But we play in the long game here with Cam Ward. So if they would have drafted Maiawaga, that is much, much more of an impactful help to the development of a quarterback. That's why I say when they want to have this conversation.
And you have a young left tackle, a young quarterback that can go together for a long damn time, you got a nice combo.
Bro, and that's what I'm saying. Like people want to say whether it's a running back or a wide receiver, we can have that argument. My pick is tackle. You want to tell me what's the most important thing for a quarterback's development? Protection.
As David Carr.
Bro, the psychology for a young
Jeff
quarterback.
Jeff George, by the way. Even Jeff George. Remember how good that arm he had?
Yes.
Jeff George wasn't crazy. Well, he was crazy, but he was crazy because he took so many damn hits.
Talk about it.
When your quarterback's constantly on his back getting his ass whipped, it makes it hard to keep your eyes down the damn field. Those are facts.
Thank you. So you got this young quarterback that you're trying to teach him footwork. You're trying to teach him progression. And he's got to do all that and work in all that and process all that while worrying if somebody's going to come knock his lights out because I don't have somebody to protect my blind side.
Yeah, and like twice a year he's got to see Will Anderson and that nasty mm-hmm. Houston Texans defense that brings it every single year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? Daniel Hunter.
Bro, Jaguars' defense is no joke either.
No, you're right. It's crazy to me. Mo, I need
insane.
You to do me a favor. Tell me your last parting words for draft day one, and then what is the one move today that has to be made, in your opinion?
Oh, boy. Okay, so, look, like I said, when I evaluate these prospects, I've reshaped the way I study them. Because, like I said, more often than not, a player doesn't work out because of the team, not because of the player. So when I'm evaluating these teams and their draft, I'm evaluating their front offices. I'm not evaluating them based on the player they take or the player's success. It's about real time, what's available, what did you need, who's the best available, who's the best available at a position of need, and how did you evaluate what your situation dictate. It's incredibly hard to do this scouting thing. I give Germ and the other scout people so much credit because I look at it much differently. And for these people who say, oh, it's an eye test, those are people that have no understanding of the scouting metrics because realistically, we're talking about eye tests, extraordinary people doing extraordinary things and making it look ordinary is always going to be aesthetically pleasing to me. And that's why we have so much passion for sport. Not just that it's the best reality show on TV, It's also that you get to see amazing people accomplish incredible things and make it look normal on the regular.
That is facts. That is the truth. I will say one thing, though. I guess my one move today that I like, I guess I'm kind of hopeful for because he's so corny. Even though he pissed me off and ran for the safety, like I don't even believe he would bet on a game. I'm really doing it, D. I really am. But like the Raiders, like as a fan, like I actually like the Raiders. Okay, like that's like when like I was a huge Bo Jackson guy, and you had Howie Long and Art Shell coaching and all that stuff, and then the Rich Gannon years. Like there's just tons of like wonderful players. I like the Raiders' history. I like their uniforms too. But, like, they got a plan for Kirk, like, for Fernando Mendoza by bringing over Kirk Cousins. I love that. Ashton Jeanty is a great young running back. Jalen Naylor's young. Brock Bowers is young. Their offensive line sucks. They need to get some stuff. But I feel like if they could somehow at 36 get my little homie, Mr. Boston, he's 6'4". You add that young talent. Like, I feel like the Raiders would clean up in this draft just on them first two picks alone. Is there any chance they get him at 36?
There's a huge chance. And I'm not saying this, but I'm just saying, like, the IQ this kid has for a wide receiver.
Mm-hmm. Especially at 6'4".
Bro, and so being as big as he is and with his IQ, that means he's going to be able to understand option routes. And in this NFL... That is the name.
Just look
of the
at
game.
The Rams, bro, and Puka.
Correct, and all these spot routes and zone and versus zone concepts. You face a lot of zone schemes in the NFL. I think I actually wasn't even thinking about that. If they can get him at 36, I actually think Johnny, that would be perfect. Be a perfect situation.
I love a compliment at the end of the day. Mo, man, I can't believe you gave us all this wonderful hour. I appreciate you. Views from the 22. Tell everybody where they can find you.
Bro, I appreciate y'all for giving me all this time. Mo underscore Views 22. Mo Schefter on Facebook. Views from the 22 Facebook group. We will let y'all know what day and what time we are doing our post-draft show. Love y'all, baby.
That's my homie, Mo Schefter, man. Thank you very much for your time. Love you, too, my friend. Also love all my people out there, and I care about all you businesses out there. And business owners, I hope you're listening. You can now protect what matters most with EnviroMaster Services. EnviroMaster is a health and safety company providing complete disease control. They prevent that odor. You know what I'm saying? Man, we got odor prevention, man. Like, that's one thing. I have a weak stomach. There's nothing that turns me around faster than something that stinks. Like, if I was an astronaut, I don't think I could do it. Because what happens if you fart inside of your astronaut suit? Like, I would probably die.
Yeah, I would too.
So, like, that's something that wouldn't work. Like, and I can't walk into a dirty restroom. So, dude, please, if you're a commercial property owner, if you're a restaurant, if you have a restroom in a business, don't take the chance. Let EnviroMaster kill the germs that kill your business. Right now, EnviroMaster is protecting over 300 Memphis area customers. So let EnviroMaster protect your business. Give them a call at 901-500-5361. That's my homie, Dennis. And by the way, they work all 24/7, 365. You need something on the weekend, they there for you. I'm telling you, go to enviro-master.com. That's Enviro. Master.com, or again, call my homie Dennis at 901-500-5361 and kill those germs that will kill your business. Because I ain't walking in if it stank. You know what I mean? Even if it's a bank.
Oh, hell no.
You know what I mean? Like, I'd be so mad. I'm like, all right, switching accounts now. Guess I'm going to do that digital thing. Blockchain technology or whatever. Telling you. I got to take a quick break. I got Brasky back. He's been missing in action, they said, for like months.
Had a good month, yeah.
Yeah. He hadn't been in jail, though.
That's a good thing.
That's pride. He's actually done stuff for his grandkids, I think, in a little AA. We're back at Two Shakes, Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
You have opinions?
I think it's over.
Of course you do.
I don't think it's that simple.
Everyone does.
I got all the answers.
Hit us up on the Sissy's Log Cabin listener line at 360-8255.
Now back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Better come inside when you're ready to Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy Johnny Radio. It's a beautiful Friday, everybody. We just had the first round of the NFL draft. We got round number two starting today, and we got Brasky. And I don't know if we have any money. I don't know where money is. He might be MIA today. Who knows? But I got Brasky now, first and foremost. Brasky, you've been missing. I've been worried about you. You're back after the draft. Did you get drafted last night?
Well, absolutely not, but I got drunk, Johnny.
That's my boy. Tito's Handmade Vodka, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mixed it in with a little Jack Daniels, too.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Mixing the clear and the brown, baby. Making a beautiful Rihanna, huh?
Well, no, the clear liquor, Johnny, that goes in the Bloody Mary to get you ready to go.
Oh, that's right. That gives you the vitamins.
And then, I do. Well, that's the way it's got to be.
That's, you know what?
What you been up to?
Working hard for the money, but not any money. Just working hard for hope and prayer, I think.
Wait, you're not going to believe I'm on my way to Mississippi State to pick up my dog.
What do you mean?
My little dog, Penny Lane, she all of a sudden couldn't move her back legs yesterday.
Oh, no.
So we took her down there, and they did something to her and found out she had a stroke in her spine, but she should be fine in about 2 to 3 weeks. So we're going back to pick her up.
Man, that's awesome to hear that she's going to be all right, man. I love dogs. And by the way, Tito Beverage and Tito's America's number one spirit. You know, Tito Beverage has actually rescued over 680-something dogs at this point.
Man, that's cool, Johnny. Yeah. But let's give a shout-out to Mississippi State. I normally don't even like going down there.
Yeah, I don't blame you, man. Stark Vegas ain't Vegas. I can promise you that.
Man, that place is terrible. But they do have a good veterinary school. That's the one thing they got for
them. They got great engineering school, too. My daughter got her, you know, undergrad at Ole Miss and biomedical engineering degree at Mississippi State. Can't do that at a place that grows the best sticky icky. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
How is it that we haven't broke into the Ole Miss marijuana compound?
All we got to do is get some one of those hooks like the pirate use and throw over there and drag the stuff over the fence.
Dude, if we just had a mini helicopter. Hey, we could get a drone with some hooks and fly it over there and just pick buds.
Or we could do like we used to, just get some bolt cutters and cut the fence and run through there.
I'll tell you one thing. If you got work to do, this makes me think of my boys over at Mercedes-Benz Van Center. They got serious vans for serious workers. 4430 American Way in Memphis. The Mid-South source for cargo vans, passenger vans, crew vans, custom chassis. You need a van, you need a fleet of vans, you need a used van, you need a new van, you need a van to go out there and throw some hooks over there and sticky icky, they got you. Plus, they have certified techs to keep you moving fast with maintenance, repairs, the largest parts inventory, Mercedes-Benz Van Center. They're your Sprinter Van headquarters. Call them at 901-237-9302. Or go to SprinterVans.com. Mercedes-Benz Van Center, part of the Tag Truck Center family. And they're driven to keep you on the road, baby. With all these potholes, you need a Mercedes-Benz. You know what I'm saying?
You got that right, Johnny.
Dude, did you see that? This is a crazy week in marijuana. Tennessee state legislator turned down pot for potholes for Tennessee. We have more potholes. Like, we couldn't fit enough dead bodies to fill our potholes right now at the rate of our life.
It's pretty bad in Memphis right now. Those roads up there, they'll knock the fillings out of your teeth.
Yes,
You know you need a good dentist.
Tell you one thing, man. I heard my buddy, he had a kidney stone, and on the way to the hospital, he hit a pothole and knocked it straight out.
Hey, man, so there is some medical benefit to it. You know,
but pot got turned down in the state of Tennessee. But did you hear your boy Trump? He legalized. Well, didn't legalize. He decriminalized it. He took it from a Schedule I controlled substance, which was like with fentanyl and heroin and cocaine and LSD, and brought it down to a Schedule III. He also brought psilocybin and mushrooms down too, also to a Schedule III. So all the little wiggle fans out there in the world, they eat mushrooms and smoking weed today.
Y'all can get crazy at the Fish concert next time.
Yep, that's true.
Y'all can get out there and get her going.
Lifetime in, bounce again. I'm bouncing around the room. Now, I got to know something, man. What are we betting on? Because I got some bets. You got bets?
I do, and I'll tell you what I like, Johnny. I'm
opening up my
baseball
app. I got a baseball one, too.
Well, mine are going to be college baseball. I think this is going to be one of the easiest days today.
Really?
I tell you, yes.
Inside information, Brasky knowledge. What do we got?
We've got, well, first of all, we've got Ole Miss going. That's going to be our regular play this week. We've got Georgia coming to town, plus we got Double Decker Festival here.
Yep, Double Decker's going to be down there. My homie Marcus Moss, he's got a big painting, a bunch of like an exhibit down there. Go buy some paintings from him, please.
There you go. Give a shout out to Moss there. Go get some painting. But I like Ole Miss minus 125 to beat Georgia. You know, we're going to be throwing Hunter Elliott tonight.
All right.
I like that. Plus, we've been hitting the ball good.
All right.
The nickel play this week, I'm going to give a shout out. I like Mississippi State to beat LSU today.
Whoa. I mean, LSU has fallen off. Starting four freshmen might not be that smart.
That's right. LSU is not playing good. And I tell you what, for the dime bag play of the week, I think they're still hitting home runs in that game from last week between Arkansas and Georgia. But I like Arkansas over 11.5 runs against Missouri today.
Over in Arkansas and Missouri and Brasky. Do me a favor and be blessed. We'll talk to you next week.
We'll see you later, Johnny. Y'all have a good one, fellas.
That's my homie right there, Brasky. In honor of T-Money, take the Reds games today. It's at 5:40. Go over 8.5. For all y'all, do me a favor. Get out there, make that world a better place. See you on the flip side. Peace.
Did you miss your favorite Sports 56 show?
No!
Check out the podcast, broken down hourly, at sports56whbq.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to like and subscribe. Never miss any Sports 56 show again with our podcasts available daily from Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.